Good morning and praise Jesus. My name is Susan Ganucci. I'm the administrator of Into the Light Ministries in Branson, Missouri. We invite you to join us every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. at WITA Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee. Our program is The Alarm Call, but don't hit that snooze button, because in the next half hour, you'll hear a message that just might change your life. But before we join today's service in progress, Miss Joanna Bernier will bless us with a song.
Yeah.
Now let us join Reverend Ron Bernier as he ministers the Word of the Lord.
Good morning. This morning I want to get right into the burden that God has laid upon my heart, the ministry that God has given me. And I want to talk about two things. One of them, the great apostasy or the falling away. And second, that judgment begins with the house of God. You know, you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and stupid not to realize that judgment has not only begun with the house of God, but judgment has already ended with the house of God. I heard somebody say the other day that we need to wait for the great apostasy. And I walked over and I said, "My God, my brother, where have you been? Have you had your head buried in the sand? You're still waiting for the great apostasy? Have you not seen what has happened? Have you not seen the falling away? Have you not noticed that we live in a country where 85% of the people claim to be Christian, but in actuality, you've got about 1 or 2% that actually follow the Lord Jesus Christ, that actually live in accordance to His Word, that actually do the things that God told us to do? It seems to me we do everything that God did not tell us to do, and we refuse to do the very few things that God did tell us to do. He told us to feed the hungry, to visit those who were sick and in prison, to clothe the naked. I don't see much of that going on. I tell you what I do see going on. I see a whole lot of fundraising going on. I see a whole lot of money grubbing going on. I'm going to say some things this morning that I'm just sure are going to aggravate some of you. I have no doubt that my email box will be full. Probably my phone will be ringing off the hook, but nonetheless, God has given me a burden, and I must speak those words which God has given me. I've got to speak the truth to you, because like it or not, each one of us is going to have to stand before God and give an account of each and every word that we have spoken. That word that God has given me for today is not an easy word. It's not a word that you're going to like. In fact, it's a word that some of you are going to hate. But I ask you this, before you get all upset and go off the deep end and start calling me all kinds of names, check out what I'm going to tell you. See if it's the truth or not. See if I'm telling you that which is consistent, that which is consistent throughout the Word of God. Remember a few years ago, we had an evangelist by the name of Peter Popoff. Now, this was one of my favorites. And for those of you who forgot, he was the guy who wore the hearing aid in his ear. Everybody thought he was hard of hearing. And folks, that wasn't a hearing aid. That was a listening device. And when you'd come into his meetings, his wife and several other people in the back were there to greet you. And they would have you fill out these visitor's cards, and it would list your name and your address and the reason you were there, whether or not it was a sickness or a financial need or marriage or whatever it was, whatever reason you came. Well, then they would go into a private room in the back, and Popoff would get up and start to minister. And then all of a sudden he would start to call off these names. And he would say, "Well, the Lord is telling me there's somebody here by the name of, George, I believe it's George and his son. Yeah. They're from Chicago, and George has this tremendous financial need. George, are you in here? Am I hearing right from God?" Well, sure enough, somebody's hand would go up, and there would be George, and there would be his son. Oddly enough, well, some people started to wonder about this, and they brought some high-tech recording equipment into his meetings, and they were in no hurry. They spent almost a year recording his meetings. And they found out that the voice of God sounded exactly like the voice of his wife. Not only was she feeding information to her husband through this earpiece, but she actually had the audacity before God to laugh about it. I remember on one of the transcripts she was laughing about some woman who had difficulty walking both legs, and she was walking with a walker at the time. And I'll never forget her words. She's laughing apparently to another female friend she had there in the booth with her. And she's talking to her husband, and she says, "Honey, we can get just about anything out of this lady. We got a real believer here. This woman will fall for anything." And I thought to myself, my God in heaven, this woman will fall for anything. And his audiences were packed out. We're talking 50, 75, 100,000 people coming to his meetings to get called out, to get this word. And then, supposedly, they were slain in the Spirit. There they'd be 200, 300 of them laying on the floor. Well, you and I both know that wasn't the Spirit of God that was doing it. So we got to wonder, you know, which spirit it was and how much damage was being done. But here's the part that really bothers me. Now, when Popoff got caught doing this, and they confiscated all this recording equipment and everything, and all this listening equipment, was a big thing in the paper for a while. And he kind of fell off the air there for a period of 6, 8, 10 months. I don't remember exactly what it was. But the other night, I heard that he was back on radio and television. But this is the part that got me. Not only is he back on radio and television, but he's back on doing the exact same thing that he did before. And you know what? He is making more money now than he was before. In other words, there are more stupid Christians now than there was before. Either that, or the Christians that were around are suffering from Alzheimer's and they have lost all memory. They can't remember what this guy was into. But this was judgment beginning at the house of God. And then, of course, we've got the most famous of all. We've got Benny Hinn, who cannot decide how many gods we have. One day we have one God, the next day we have three gods, and the next day we have nine gods. Now, this isn't something I'm taking somebody else's word for. I've heard this with my own ears. I have listened to this man. I have forced myself, and I do mean force myself, to listen to him just to see how screwy his doctrine was. And it's actually worse now than it was a couple of years ago. He made the statement a short time ago that the dead... Now, understand what I'm saying. This was his statement. It was recorded on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, which that's another story in itself. But he said that the dead would be brought up and that people would place the hand of the dead person on the TV. Which surprised me. I'm surprised the dead person didn't place his own hand up there. But anyway, as their loved ones would place their hand on the TV, while he was ministering, while he was talking, the dead would be raised. Now, he even gave an approximate time that this was going to take place. This isn't the first time. He's done this several times. That I know of, I have a list at home, and for anybody that would like it, I would be more than happy to send it to you. I have a list of over 300 false prophecies that this man has given. Absolutely, totally false. He gave times and dates for them, and they did not come to pass. And some of his excuses are just unbelievable. And then, of course, you remember when Jimmy Swaggart went down, the first time, the second time, the third time, and how many of you think he changed now? What I love about it is when he needed deliverance, who did he go to? He goes to Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts, one of my favorites. Oral Roberts, at one time, was actually, now some of you may not remember this, but there was a time when Oral Roberts moved in the power of God. There was a time that Oral Roberts was right with God. It was so many years ago that most of you don't remember. It was back in the 50s. But there was a time that he was right with God. That was a long time ago. And then along came the money. Then along came the prayer tower and the big college out there and all of the rest of it. And then came the absolute ludicrous, unbelievable, out-of-hell statement, God is going to kill me unless I raise so many millions of dollars. Brothers and sisters, we desperately need to get together. And we need to pray, and this is what we need to pray. We need to pray, dear God, Holy Father in heaven, Father, forget all of the miracles of healing. We don't need them. Forget all of the so-called great power miracles. We don't need them. God, what we need, we will trade everything for one gift. God, what we need is the gift of discernment. We need the gift of discerning of spirits. We need to know what is of God and what is of man and what is of Satan. Holy Father, that above anything else is what we need, because Father, without that gift, I know you said broad is the way and many there be who find it who are going to fall into a Christless eternity. But, Father, I can't see how anybody is going to avoid that road without the gift of discernment. Because, Father, your people are plain stupid. I can think of no other word for it. They're ignorant. The Apostle Paul said, I would rather you would not be ignorant of this. Father God, I would rather that your people would not be ignorant of those that call themselves shepherds and leaders today. But they are. They can't seem to understand it. Then there was Brother Swaggart. The first time he got caught, the second time he got caught, the third time he got caught. I don't know, I lost track of him. Do you know that he is doing, they tell me, I haven't any way to check the figures, but they tell me that he is actually doing better financially today than he was before he got caught. I guess moral failings make no difference. And if we continue in that sin, we continue doing it, that makes no difference either. Don't get me wrong. If a man is caught in a moral sin, in a sexual sin, and he repents before God and before the church, I am all for the forgiveness of God, the forgiveness of the church. We ought to forgive, and we are in the business of restoring. But when a man continually commits the same sin again and again and again and repents again and again and again, there's a problem, folks. Somebody needs to open their eyes and see what's going on. And remember Robert Tilton, when he got caught throwing all of the prayer requests away? When the people that worked for him signed statements that he had told them, when you get the letters in, open them up, take out the checks, take out the cash, throw the letters in the garbage. That's how much he cared for your prayer request. But the one I love the best is when he got up and he said, I had to go to a doctor. He said, I actually got sick. Because I took all of those prayer requests and I laid them out on a table, and I used to lay on them at night and cry out to God for the answer that these people would get healed. Oh, come on. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. Give me a break. I can't believe that Christians can be this gullible. A man once told me that the most gullible people in the world are the Christians, though I'm beginning to believe it. There is no discernment in the house of God. Then there's Larry Lee. Oh, and my favorite of all time, Rodney Howard Brown, the Pensacola Revival. You all remember that. You know what the scripture says? God's not a God of confusion. But yet when the man's up there ministering the Word of God, the seriousness from the Word of God, the seriousness of heaven and hell, the seriousness of salvation, the seriousness of sin, people are laughing and falling out of their seats from laughter. Oh, surely this is God. Can't you just see the Holy Spirit doing this? Isn't this according to Scripture from Genesis to Revelation? And then they tell you this is a new thing God is doing. Let me tell you something. The Word of God says there is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new is going to happen. God may do it in a different way, but nothing new is going to happen. God is a God of order. He is going to remain a God of order. You know, when you put these people together, when you put Oral Roberts and God's going to kill them. I love that. God is a God of love. God isn't going to kill nobody if they can't come up with so many millions of dollars. Who would really believe that? What kind of a God do you serve? A God that if you don't come up with so many millions of bucks for him, he's going to kill you. That is so ludicrous, so ridiculous, that it's really hard to believe that somebody would believe that. But you know, they just keep sending in the checks. They can't send the man enough money. And I can't believe it. Let me tell you another thing, in case you don't know this. I have been on these so-called TV religious shows. I don't go on them anymore. But I used to go on the television shows, and they've got in front of them what's called a teleprompter. You're looking at a camera, and you're looking at a teleprompter. Now, the teleprompter gives you word for word what you're supposed to say. And it doesn't give the guest, in this case me, it doesn't give me what to say. But it does give the announcer what to say. And you know them prayers they get, the words they get from God? Oh, I know the old lady now who's got the sore knee out there in such and such a place in Kentucky. Do you know that is coming across the teleprompter? Do you know that teleprompter tells him exactly when to get the tear in his eye? Do you know that these things are done up by psychiatrists and psychologists? They know exactly what button to push. They know exactly what time to push it. They know how to get that last dollar, that last penny out of you. And you know that these people, they're not even smart enough to use a different company. They all use the same company. I know a man that tried an experiment. He wrote a letter. And he wrote a letter to all of these people. He wrote it to Oral and to just the whole bunch of them, Myers, Joyce Myers, and the whole group of them. And he told them that he had this one particular problem, I believe it was with his health, just to see what would happen. Well, every single one of these so-called people of God, every one of them, sent him a letter. Now, every one of them said this, God got me up at 4 a.m. to pray for you. Just you. Now, remember, they never heard of this guy before in their life. They're running multi-million-dollar ministries, but God gets them all up at 4 o'clock. Not 3, not 3:30, not quarter after 4, but God gets them up at this same exact hour to pray for this man. Now, here's the odd part. God gives them all the exact same word. God says, are you having this problem? Are you having that? And they're such generic problems that everyone would have to answer yes. Everyone would have to answer yes. And then they all end with this. Every single one of them ends with this. The Lord has spoken to me, and thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord, if you will send me $777.17 or some ludicrous figure like that, God has this handful of blessings that He desires to give to you. But He cannot do it until you send me this amount of money. And if you haven't got the 700, then you send $70.17 or something like that. The figure goes down. But you have to send them. And they each have something they send you. A prayer cloth, a rusty nail, a package of seeds, and that's your point of contact. As you make contact with that, and as you send in the money, then God will send you this handful of blessings that He's got. Do you really think God is in the business of selling His blessings? Jesus stood up at the last festival and He cried. He screamed. And He said, if any of you would drink of this water, come and take freely. Does the word of the Lord not say, for freely you have received, now freely give? In the book of Revelation, the Lord Jesus Christ says, freely come and receive of the water of life. Freely come and receive. The debt has been paid, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ paid it. Please use some discernment. Allow God to minister to you. I pray right now, and I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Father, please, Lord God, bring forth a manifestation of the gift of discerning of spirits. Father God, allow these people to know and to see how badly the devil is ripping them off in the name of God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus for that gift to be given abundantly to your body. And in Jesus' name, we praise you and we give you all of the glory. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here at WITA Radio in Knoxville, Tennessee. Again, the name of our ministry is Into the Light. Our address is P.O. Box 1523, Hollister, Missouri 65673. And our phone number is 417-337-8060. We invite you to visit our website at www.intothelight.org. And you can email us at itlm7@pcis.net. We'll be on the air every Saturday at 9:30 a.m., so please tune into the alarm call and receive all that the Lord has for you.